Exciting version, a modern version of that Duke Ellington classic Cottontail, opening up our Jazz Northwest for today. Here it was played by the group Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. And I'm not sure who did that arrangement, but I think it might have been Bob Hammer. It sort of sounds like some of his work, and he does often arrange for this group, which is playing today, as a matter of fact, from 6 till 9 at Sugar Jazz Bistro in Renton. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon feature here on 88.5 KPLU. Want to mention the soloists in that version of Cottontail included Bobby Medina on trumpet, Rich Cole on tenor sax, and Bill Anthony on trombone. We'll have some more music by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble coming up a little later on today's program, but right now we're going to continue with a new one from Jay Thomas. This is in partnership with Gary Smullyan, the great New York-based baritone saxophonist. Jay Thomas is heard here on tenor sax with Gary on baritone sax. John Hansen's the pianist, Adam Kessler on drums, and Michael Glenn on bass. We'll hear them doing a tune by the late bop pianist and composer Freddie Redd. This is called Melanie.
Thank you.
couple of nice tunes in recent recordings, but from earlier eras. That tune we just heard is a Horace Silver composition, beautiful tune called Out of the Night Came You. It was played there by Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone with the Jeff Hamilton Trio, Jeff on drums, Tamir Hendelman on piano, and Christoph Luthi on bass, from This Happy Madness CD by Corey Weeds. That nice melody also had lyrics by Horace Silver, was recorded on an album called Silver and Voices. Jay Thomas and Gary Smullyan heard before that from a new CD called Low Down Hoedown, Jay on tenor and Gary Smullyan on baritone sax, accompanied by John Hansen at the piano with Michael Glenn taking a nice solo there on bass, Adam Kessler the drummer, the tune by Freddie Redd, Melanie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon feature here on 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Taking a look at our jazz calendar for this week, Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is playing tonight at Tula's. Acoustic Alchemy is finishing up their stint at Jazz Alley. Monday night, guitarist Brad Shepik is going to be back in town with an organ trio playing at the Royal Room at Tula's. A nice lineup coming up next week includes Nancy Erickson singing some of her songs on Tuesday night, Thomas Marriott Quartet with Rick Mandyke on piano on Wednesday, Greta Matassa swings with a big band on Thursday night, Jay Thomas and the Fabulous Cantaloupes will be playing on Friday, and Jovino Santos Neto Quintetto plays on Saturday night. That's all at Tula's next week. On Wednesday night, More Zero and Chris Stover's Caetano Veloso project will be at the Royal Room. Big news this week in Vancouver and Victoria, the international jazz festivals are underway and continuing nightly and daily through July 3rd. Among the artists appearing at both festivals are Jackie Tarascon Trio, Joe Lovano Quartet, Gregory Porter, and Dan Brubeck Quartet. Plus, Corey Weeds, we just heard his quintet featuring Terrell Stafford, will be playing at the Vancouver International Jazz Festival, as will Vinnie Golia and Mary Halverson. Miranda Sage will be singing in Victoria. Lots of good music coming up in Vancouver and Victoria next week. For more information, see their respective websites for details on who's playing where, when. More details also on the KPLU Jazz calendar, as well as around the Seattle area at earshot.org. Let's hear another tune from the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, which is playing tonight at Sugar's Jazz Bistro in Renton. This swinging 11-piece band with a lot of arrangements by Bob Hammer is always first rate. Here they are doing a tune that we recorded actually at Sugar's Jazz Bistro. This is the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble playing Jerry Mulligan's Django's Castle. Thank you.
I immediately flashed a smile, And finally he replied, "Oh, I never will forget that lovely afternoon when I met him at the fountain in the park."
from the CD Return of the East-West Trumpet Summit. That was Ray Vega on flugelhorn and Thomas Marriott on trumpet. Ray Vega was the first soloist there, with the organists George Colligan and Matt Jorgensen on drums, and that was a tune called The Bourgeoisie, a.k.a. At the Summit. Before that, Nancy Erickson was the singer while strolling through the park one day, an old song with some alternate lyrics by Nancy Erickson. She was accompanied there by Darren Clendenin on piano, Clipper Anderson on bass, and Ken French on drums. David Marriott was featured on trombone. And Nancy Erickson sings Tuesday night at Tula's in Seattle. Thomas Marriott will lead a quartet with Rick Mandyke on piano on Wednesday night at the club. We opened that set of three with the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble playing a beautiful arrangement of Django's Castle. It featured Rich Cole on tenor sax, Bobby Medina on the muted trumpet, Jack Klitzman on baritone sax, featured prominently there as well. That band is playing tonight at Sugar's Jazz Bistro in Renton, starting at 6 o'clock. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. One of the highlights of the current Vancouver and Victoria International Jazz Festivals is the appearance of Joe Lovano. He'll be appearing at both festivals, and he'll be fronting a quartet at that time. This next recording that we'll be listening to features Joe Lovano in a CD that came out about 12 years ago with the late Hank Jones on piano, George Mraz on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. It's the title tune from the Blue Note album I'm All For You, which many listeners may recognize as part of the lyrics for the song Body and Soul. And this is, in fact, a contrafact on Body and Soul. I'm All For You, Joe Lovano on tenor sax. Thank you.
Heeny Majeski, Johnny G, Eddie Juiced, Johnny Pesky, Thornton Lee, Danny Gardella, Van Lingle Mungo, Whitey Karowski, Max Lanier, Eddie Waitkus, and Johnny Vandermeer, Bob Estalella, Van Lingle Mungo, Augie Bergamo, Sigmund Jacoki, Big Johnny Mize, and Barney McCoskey, Hal Trosky, Augie Galan, and Pinky May, Stan Hack and Frenchie Bordagaray, Phil Cavaretta, George McQuinn, Howard Paulette, and Early Wynn, Roy Campanella, Van Lingle Mungo. Augie Bergamo, Sigmund Jacoki, Big Johnny Mize, and Barney McCoskey, Hal Trosky, John Antonelli, Ferris Fane, Frankie Crosetti, Johnny Sane, Harry Brackeen, and Lou Boudreaux, Frankie Gustine, and Claude Passo, Eddie Basinski, Ernie Lombardi, Huey Mulcahy, Van Lingle, Van Lingle Mungo.
That's Portland resident Dave Frischberg at the piano and doing the vocal, his lyrics and music, Van Lingle Mungo, which was filtered through the haze of memory of growing up in a minor league town, as he said, and hearing the voices of baseball announcers coming in from across the nation and famous baseball names, and that song entirely made up of baseball players' names, Van Lingle Mungo, from the Dave Frischberg Classics recording, which came out in 1991 on Concord Jazz. Before that was Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone. He's going to be appearing in the Vancouver and Victoria Jazz Festivals next week. In this recording, he was heard with the late Hank Jones on piano, George Mraz on bass, and Paul Motion on drums, and Contrafact on Body and Soul, titled I'm All For You, by Joe Lovano. Great work. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. And we have some music from Jacob Zimmerman coming up next. Jacob and his quintet play the first Thursday of each month, I believe it is, at Egan's Ballard Jam House. And one of their specialties is music which came into being during the recording ban in the 40s, much of it not recorded at that time, due to the fact the Musicians Union was on strike against the record companies. But here is some music from that period, music by Coleman Hawkins and Tiny Grimes and Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie and Don Byas. This tune is called Swing to Bop, parenthetically Topsy. These two tunes were written by a couple of pioneering electric guitarists. The first tune, Swing to Bop, was written by Charlie Christian, I believe, who was the guitarist with Benny Goodman's small groups, and also occasionally played with Count Basie small groups. Eddie Durham was also a guitarist with Count Basie and played electric guitar as well in the early years, and he's the guy who wrote Topsy. Swing to Bop and Topsy. Jacob Zimmerman on tenor saxophone, Ray Larson on trumpet, Jake Svensson piano, Nate Parker bass, and Julian McDonough on drums. Swing to Bop.
Thank you.
beautiful Bill Evans tune, Very Early, is played in a 1990 recording by Don Lanfear on alto sax and Larry Coryell on guitar with Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Dean Hodges on drums. Before that, we were listening to something much more recent. That was the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet, but also playing an older song. That was a piece called Swing to Bop, and that comes from the album Recording Band. Jacob Zimmerman on tenor sax, Raymond Larson on trumpet, Jake Svensson on piano, Nate Parker bass, and Julian McDonough on drums. And that wraps up our Jazz Northwest for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. We'll be back again this same time next week for music from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra featuring music of the Bossa Nova. That's next Sunday here on Jazz Northwest. You're listening to KPLU 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues,